Chapter 1b. And it came to pass during the reign of Xerxes. This was the Xerxes who ruled over the 127 provinces from Hodu to Cush. In those days, while he was occupying the royal throne in the stronghold of Susa, in the third year of his reign, he presided over a feast for all his officers and ministers, the Persian and Median aristocracy, the nobles, and the governors of the provinces. For as many as 180 days, he displayed the glorious riches of his kingdom and the resplendent wealth of his royal estate. After this time had ended, the king gave a 7-day long feast in the garden court of the royal palace for all the people, great and small, who were in the stronghold of Susa. There were white cotton draperies and violet hangings, held by cords of crimson byssus from silver rings on marble pillars. Gold and silver couches were on the pavement, which was of porphyry, marble, mother of pearl, and colored stones. Liquor was served in golden cups, each vessel differing from the other. And the royal wine flowed in abundance, as befitted the king's munificence. By ordinance of the king, the drinking was unstinted, for he had instructed all the stewards of his household to comply with the good pleasure of everyone. Queen Vashti also gave a feast for the women inside the royal palace of King Xerxes. On the 7th day, when the king's heart was merry with wine, he instructed Mehuman, Biztha, Harbona, Bigtha, Abegtha, Zithar, and Carcass, the 7 eunuchs who attended King Xerxes, to bring Queen Vashti into his presence wearing the royal crown, that he might display her beauty to the populace and the officials, for she was lovely to behold. But Queen Vashti refused to come at the royal order issued through the eunuchs. Therefore, the king's wrath flared up, and he burned with fury. Then he conferred with the wise men versed in the law, because the king's business was conducted in general consultation with lawyers and jurists. And he summoned Karshena, Shethar, Admatha, Tarshish, Meres, Marsena, and Memucan, the 7 Persian and Median officials who were in the king's personal service and held first rank in the realm, and asked them,
"According to the law, what is to be done with Queen Vashti for disobeying the order of King Xerxes issued through the eunuchs?"
In the presence of the king and of the officials, Memucan answered,
"Queen Vashti has not wronged the king alone, but all the officials and the populace throughout the provinces of King Xerxes. For the queen's conduct will become known to all the women, and they will look with disdain upon their husbands when it is reported. King Xerxes commanded that Queen Vashti be ushered into his presence, but she would not come. This very day, the Persian and Median ladies who hear of the queen's conduct will rebel against all the royal officials, with corresponding disdain and rancor. If it please the king, let an irrevocable royal decree be issued by him and inscribed among the laws of the Persians and Medes, forbidding Vashti to come into the presence of King Xerxes, and authorizing the king to give her royal dignity to one more worthy than she. Thus, when the decree which the king will issue is published throughout his realm, vast as it is, all women will honor their husbands from the greatest to the least."
This proposal found acceptance with the king and the officials, and the king acted on the advice of Memucan. He sent letters to all the royal provinces, to each province in its own script, and to each people in its own language, to the effect that every man should be lord in his own home and speak according to the language of his own people.